Linda Clark, Peter Elliott on the panel. Now, what are we going to talk about now? I think we're going to talk about the safety of being on the roads. Auckland's waterfront, even if Murray McCulley does take it over, remains a black spot for cycling commuters, according to two reports by the Transport Agency. It's not just Auckland, this story, but the studies show that our biggest city's got a bleak record on cycling safety.
Yep.
Of all serious and fatal crashes between 06 and 2010, 7% were cyclists. Tāmaki Drive, of course, has some of the worst danger spots for cyclists, I think, in New Zealand. In a moment.
Well, it does narrow down ridiculously closely at Napipi Road, where it comes out. And even if they ride on the footpath, there's very little room there. So, you know, it's difficult to get people through there. But, and you know, Auckland is a car town still.
It's not just Auckland. I mean, people say, you hear it all the time, why would you cycle at all? You're taking the life and your life into your own hands.
Which I think that's certainly true in Auckland. I mean, I feel it is an Auckland thing. See, I've cycled in Christchurch all my life and never had a problem. But here, you'd be terrified. I mean, all my life. I mean, when I was a kid. But, you know, when I was younger. But here, the roads are narrow. And the thing is that everyone's so fixated on getting where they're going. And there are no rooms. There used to be roads wide enough so that if a car door opened, you could get past without being killed. But now if a car door opens, you've got two lanes of traffic beside you, especially down there. And it's those are just simple things. The cycle lane is a really good idea, I'm afraid.
I know, but reconfiguring the roads to make that happen.
Nightmare.
Any thoughts before we go to Barbara, Linda?
Well, I nearly run over a cyclist most mornings, actually, and I'm
same one.
Yeah, no. I like to spread the
risk. You just don't like them, huh?
But on my journey to work, there's a cycleway, and it is full of cyclists who are just, I don't know. I mean, they don't drive, they don't ride one abreast. They, you know, they do think they own the road. The cycle lanes. I mean, I've got sympathy for cyclists, although I will never be one. But the cycle lanes are very narrow, and in Wellington, on you know, we have the road that I go to work on is sort of 60k, and the cycle lanes along the way, and yeah, I mean it's dangerous, and I think they, you know, we all need to take more care, both the drivers, but the cyclists do have some responsibility here in thinking that as long as they're in a cycle lane, they can ride two and three abreast at that time of the morning when everybody's, you know, hell-bent on getting to work. And I think that's just a plain, silly old thing to do.
And they don't want to ride right close to the curb because they get too many punctures. That's the other thing.
That is the other thing. I mean, I think probably the cycle lanes are too small. The roads are too narrow. These are not passageways that are meant to be shared in the way that we're now trying to share them.
Barbara Cuthbert is with us and has been with us before on this issue from Cycle Action Auckland, a cycling lobbyist. Barbara, hello.
Hello, Jim.
It's not just an Auckland problem, though, is it? It's a problem of cohabitation and impatience and all sorts of issues right across New Zealand now, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think your panel members have actually picked up some of the key issues, you know, impatience on the behalf of some people, roads that weren't built for it, and certainly some cyclists who are not doing the rest of us a favour. There's a whole lot of issues there. But we're learning more about it, and I've got to say that this report here from in the Herald, it doesn't look good. But I think we do need to take just one stand back, because I pick up from your comments that none of you cycle.
I do a bit, but I mean I'm not a serious cyclist.
Yeah, well, but even with, and I don't think we need to classify whether you're serious or not. If you're on a bike, you're a cyclist, and that's great. 10,000 people in Auckland cycle to work, you know, as a commuter mode every day. So they can't all be nutty, and we want them to do it because they're helping to relieve congestion. So that's one issue. Now, the key areas here that are identified in this report are Tāmaki Drive. So we've got six of the region's hotspots are on Tāmaki Drive. And that really is an issue there, because just as the point was made, it's narrow, it's slowly getting better. The Auckland Transport's doing a great job putting in cycle lanes, and they are making a difference. We are retrofitting, just like the issue we were talking about before with catch-up mode and trains and things, you know, how we failed on Friday. We're in catch-up mode in Auckland, and yet we know that people want to cycle, they want to use trains, so we do need to put money into those areas.
People say, I don't want to make it just Auckland, but people say of Tāmaki Drive, why don't the cyclists use the footpath? There's a line down the middle of that footpath along Tāmaki Drive in Auckland, and I know, you know, it's not their ideal thoroughfare because they want to go faster than that. But, I mean, there is a place for cyclists.
Well, yeah, but the place is actually on the road, Jim, because, you know, and you wouldn't want your little girl on a, you know, trainer cycle with the cyclists that that we were hearing about before who are going 20 and 30K. We have to separate the speeds that people are travelling and where they're safest, so that the reality is on Tamaki Drive, you've got so many people meandering along with their dogs and, you know, dreaming along, enjoying what is the most stunning view. We don't need those sort of cyclists who are just getting from A to B.
But don't you think we should be? Don't you think we should be removing those people who ride those racing bikes? You know, the herds of 40 or 50 guys in the yellow and white and blue striped, you know, pants, barreling along there six abreast, sort of taking over the road and so forth. Do you think they should not be banned and said, look, don't go along there, go elsewhere?
Well, look, I'll tell you what. There's a really exciting project that's happening, and it's led by, let's call those guys the roadies.
Right.
They came to me about 3 months ago and said, look, we reckon we could do something better on Tamaki Drive. We could take some responsibility for changing the behaviour on Tamaki Drive. And for the last 3 months, I've been working with them. They've been, and these are leaders of groups that are up to, they represent thousands of road cyclists in Auckland who use Tamaki Drive because it's flat, and they ride at times when there don't tend to be so many people on the road. But they're saying, look, we can do better. We've got to limit our bunch sizes. We've got to control. We've got to have leaders. We've got to control the way we use the road, so that we work far more harmoniously and we respect other road users. This is an initiative from the roadies themselves, and this is the first time it's ever happened. And I really admire these guys. I'm meeting with them tomorrow night to start finalising their own code of practice, because they realise that they want to make the first step to say, look, let's make Tamaki Drive safer.
Yeah.
And then they'll be talking to the motorists and saying, hey, look, actually, we're the ones who are being hurt. And after all, 83% of the accidents along there are motorists not looking, not seeing cyclists, even when they all are brightly clad. So I actually think we're getting a change of attitude and a fronting up and saying, we're going to do it better. We're going to share the road better.
Well, I hope you're right, because there's been a growing attitude, not of conciliation, but of confrontation, hasn't there, on the roads? That's been the slowly emerging trend.
Well, no, look, Jim, I actually think you're a little bit out of date on that one, because honestly, I'm finding that they're far more polite. Right now it's nasty being out on the road because, you know, they're really cramped as of the last week or so. But everywhere I'm hearing, there's a greater level of courtesy, and that's because more and more of motorists are also cycling in their spare time. So, I've got to say to you, it is changing. And it's because everybody is seeing across the board, we want our city to change and we want it to be a cycling-friendly city. This is not just the hype. This is the reality of what I'm hearing across the board.
Your soothing positivity has convinced us.
Well, you're a marvellous panel, as always.
Thank you very much, Barbara. Barbara Cuthbert from Cycle Action Auckland.
Convinced us, but not convinced us to get on a bike.
Well, certainly not down Tamaki Drive, that's for sure.
Come to Hawke's Bay, we love cyclists, says someone. A lot of comments about cycling. I might do some of those tomorrow. A lot of comments about everything we've talked about on the panel, and it's flown by and it's been very lively. Linda Clark, thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you, as always. Lovely to be here.
Peter Elliott, a pleasure always to have your company as well.
Thank you very much for having me, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here.
Checkpoint follows. The panel resumes tomorrow with two more panellists, and we'll see you then. Thank you, everybody.